Welcome to this Sunday morning's message podcast from Kingdom Faith. Today's message is by Pastor Colin Urquhart.
A verse from Isaiah. He will also send seed you sow in the ground. Food that comes from the land will be rich and plentiful. Thursday morning, while I was praying, the Lord said to me, I want you to go aside for 3 days and just wait upon me. So I reached for my diary to see when I could conveniently do that. And the Lord said, this is not at your convenience, it's at mine. I've spoken to you this morning, so you are to go today. So everything else had to go by the board, and I spent Thursday afternoon, Friday, and Saturday to early afternoon just waiting on the Lord. I've had a rich, rich time. But I don't want to dwell upon what God has done in me, but what he's going to do in us this morning. There was a sense of urgency from God because this is the time when he wants to begin to do a new thing among us. It's as if he has laid out the whole of the vision for 2020 in these last weeks, and now he wants to do something that is going to energize the whole body to make us able to fulfill everything that God has called us to do. Now, I'm really going to preach three sermons this morning. The first one is the longest of the three, you'll be glad to know. But there's three different elements that God wants to put together for us. And I'm going to begin by talking about faith, because all God's purposes are fulfilled through faith. I'm going to mention healing quite a bit because, not that this is going to be a talk about healing, but because healing is such a good example of how we need to exercise faith. Because with healing, you can see practical results. And faith leads to practical results if it's real faith. And the problem when it comes to healing is that many of us believe in the healing power of God. And that's why we don't get healed. Do I have your attention? Many of us think that because we believe he is a healer, he will heal us. And many of us ask him to heal us because we know that he is able to heal. And we get encouraged when we hear other testimonies of healing, or we get discouraged if we don't think the healing is happening in us as it's happening in them. It's all very much based upon our own perception, our own feelings, the way we look at things and view the whole matter of healing. Now, none of that is faith. That scripture that I just read, God says, and this is not a joke because of our recent weather, he will also send you rain for the seed you sow in the ground. It's the seed that you sow that matters. Now, the seed is the word of God. God will not heal you because you believe he is able to heal you or even wants to heal you. He will heal you if you sow his word. Now, this is a very simple illustration. It's so simple that I hardly need to do it. But I just want you to have a visual thing to help me explain this to you. Here is a pot of earth. good quality, I might say. And here I have, I trust, a couple of apple pips, seeds. Now, those seeds, while they're in my hand, can't produce anything. But if I take one of these seeds and plant it, and water it, then a process of growth is going to begin. Yes. Now, as I look at what I've sown, I can't see anything, and I don't feel anything. But I know I've sown that seed. And I'm therefore in faith that that seed is going to sprout and it's going to become a tree, and in due course it will bear fruit. The other seed I've still got in my hand. And while that seed is activated, if I keep this seed in my hand, it will still produce nothing. But of course, what I need to do is not just water it when I planted it, but I need to keep watering it. Yes. Now, of course, you don't usually grow trees in a little pot like this. But what God promises in this word is that he will water the seed we've sown.
That's right. Come on.
And we've had plenty of evidence of that lately, but he will water the seed so long as we water the seed. But we have to sow it first of all. Now, I planted an apple seed deliberately because whatever we plant is to be fruitful. We're not planting ornamental gardens. We're not trying to look nice. We want to actually bear fruit that is going to be positive and useful for the purposes of God. Now, God has given us his seed. Because in Scripture, the seed is the Word of God. So you have seed here for every conceivable eventuality in your life. Now, Jesus said, whatever you ask in prayer, you will receive if you believe. God has put within your grasp the answer to every conceivable need, so long as you sow the seed. If you don't sow the seed, you will pray about the problem, you will think about the problem, you will talk about the problem, and you'll be left with the problem. Nothing happens in God until you sow the seed of his word, because this is how he has chosen to work. Yes. And so Jesus tells us, as a man sows, so shall he reap. But without the sowing, my friends, there is no reaping. Absolutely none. If you want to be healed, it's no use coming here every Sunday and waiting for a word of knowledge from the platform. Because those words of knowledge are given to those who've already sown. They're like an answer from God. They're a word from God. He sends forth his word and heals them. They're answers to the sowing that has taken place. Because real faith sows the seed. It doesn't just think about it, just doesn't know that it's possible. Faith does it. Faith acts. So if it's healing, we sow a seed concerning healing. In the Old Testament, God gave seven covenant names which described who he is and the way he relates to his people in covenant. Jesus came and fulfilled all seven of those things. The first of those seven revelations that he gave to his people is that he is the Lord our healer. So I can sow that. He is the Lord my healer. How do I water it? With thanksgiving. Thanksgiving is the water of your prayer. Lord, I thank you that you are my healer. I have sown that seed. I am now in covenant with God for him to be my healer. No matter what it is that is going on in my life, I don't have to wait for him to decide to heal me. I have designated him as my healer.
Yes.
No matter what happens, when it happens, where it happens, or why it happens, he is my healer. That is sown, and that is my declaration of faith. Because, you see, if I've sown it and I believe it, I will speak it. I cannot remain silent. Now, of course, he bore my infirmities. He carried my sicknesses. He bore my sorrows and my pains. And the Hebrew word there means to carry them away. He didn't just carry them upon himself on the cross. He carried them on the cross so that he would carry them away from me. So I sow that. I sow that word of truth. He has carried away my sicknesses. The word does not say he will. It says he has. He has carried away my sicknesses. And I water that with thanksgiving. Every day I water that with thanksgiving. I thank you, Lord. You have carried away my sicknesses. I'm not looking at my feelings. I'm not looking at what's going on in my natural mind. My faith is in the word of God that I have sown. And we all know the scripture that God watches over his word to perform it, but he doesn't watch it over it until you sow it. Once it's sown, because you believe it in your heart and you declare it with your mouth and you have actually sown it and you're watering it every day, then God watches over that to perform it. Hallelujah. There can be no doubt as to the outcome. There's not, will he heal me or won't he heal me? Will it happen or won't it happen? I've sown it. I believed it. I've declared it. Hallelujah. And if I keep watering it every day with thanksgiving, he will cause his rain. And there will be a rich and plentiful harvest. That was the word. Now, of course, this isn't true just of healing, but of anything. God's provision. God's victory over sin. Well, I need to sow the word, not just fight against the sin. I sow the word. He carried all my sin. He carried all my guilt. I sow it. I water it. I believe it. Right now, that is sown. The victory is mine. And every day I thank the Lord. Your victory is mine. I shall not sin, but I shall walk in righteousness. I shall walk in holiness. I shall walk in the fear of the Lord. Because I've sown the seed. Not because of the way I feel. Not because of what I have doing in my own strength. But of what I have sown. My dear beloved friends, the word is no good to you until you sow it. You can read it, you can study it, you can meditate on it. But until you sow it, it won't work for you. But when you sow it, it comes to life. Now, of course, the watering is essential. You see, if I've sown it, I don't dig it up the following day and sow it again. I've sown it. I can't re-sow it. I've sown it. So even though for some days or weeks there may be nothing to see, I'm thanking God. Now, I'm not thanking him for the sowing. I'm thanking him for the harvest. I'm thanking him for the result. I'm thanking him as if the result has already happened, because as he watches over it, he sees that it's already fulfilled. So, the soil also matters. And the soil is what is going on in my life. If I need a miracle, I need to bring my life in line with the miracle worker. It's no use my life being at odds with the miracle worker and I'm believing him for a miracle. God says, right, you need a miracle, bring your life in line with me, because I'm the miracle worker. I am the healer. I am the provider. Whatever it is you need, I can supply. I want to supply. You see, our faith is not in his power. Faith in his power accomplishes nothing. Faith in his power just says, well, I know God is almighty and I know there's nothing impossible for him. But what has happened? Nothing. Why not? Because our faith has to be in his love. Your faith has to be in his love for you. Your faith has to be in his faithfulness to his word. That you know that in his love for you, he wants the very best for you. And therefore, he will be faithful to the word that you sow, because you're his child. And he loves you so much that he will always honor faith, because he says that whatever you pray with faith, he will do. And God is a liar. Jesus is a fraud if he doesn't honor that faith. But Jesus is no fraud. He always honors the faith that is sown, the word that is sown. But it's sown with faith. So you believe in your heart, yes, God loves me. God wants the very best. You know, God said to me an amazing thing this morning. He said, thank you for going away with me for 3 days. I've had you all to myself. I mean, what an amazing God. That's why, you see, he doesn't want you to skimp on your prayer every day. He wants you all to himself, just for an hour. Why? Because he loves you so much. You just want the people. No, he doesn't want you for himself for a selfish motive, but because he wants to bless you. It's for your good. It's to enrich you. It's to provide for you. It's to answer you. It's to let you know that he is operative in every area of your life. He is concerned. Have we got this message? Can I move on to the second sermon? There's lots more of the first, because God says a lot in 3 days, but there's no time to, unless the sermon can go on for 3 days, there's no time to share it all with you. Revival. You see, just as you don't wait for healing, if we're waiting for revival, we're going to wait forever. We better sow some seed. Now, there's plenty in the scriptures where God says that he will revive his people. He doesn't revive churches, he revives people. So if this church is going to be revived, it's because the people are going to be revived. But then some sowing has got to happen. According to the word, but still a sowing. Not just of the word, but of your life. There'll be no revival till you've sown your life. If anyone will come after me, let him deny himself, take up his cross and come with me. For he who seeks to save his life will lose it. But he who loses his life because he's sown it will find it. You see, if you sow your life, you lose your own ambitions, your own plans, your own ideas, what you'd like, what you want. God is no longer around just to please you and to do what you'd like him to do. You've sown your life and you've said, Lord, I'm here on this earth. You have called and chosen me because you've a plan and purpose for me. I can't fulfill it without you. I'm not offering you half a jam sandwich. I'm giving you the loaf. Very good. Very good. You see, it's God that caused the seed to grow, if it's a seed of healing or provision or whatever it may be. But what's going to happen if you sow your life? There's going to be some changes. Those changes are called the process of revival. God is going to change things in your heart, change things in your life. He's going to transform you from glory to glory. But he doesn't do that while you're praying for revival. You can pray for revival as many hours as you like, for as long as you like, and still there'll be no revival. Till you say, here is my life, Lord, I sow it. I sow it for your revival purposes. Why did God take me away for these 3 days? Because he's saying, this is the time when you must sow your lives. Thank you for your welcome response, spontaneous applause, joyful looks. Now, of course, you see, if you're reluctant, it's because you haven't sown the word in your life. You see, what does the word of God say? You have died. Your life is now hidden with Christ in God. What does the word say? You are not your own. You were bought with a price. So glorify God in your body. How can you glorify God in your body if you don't sow your body? I mean, the children are being taught that upstairs this morning. To present your body as a living sacrifice. How do you do that? You sow it. You give it. You plant it. Now, we all want to see the fruit of revival. The fruit of revival is a great harvest for the kingdom of God. It's not just mighty miracles, though those surely happen, but we'll see a great multitude of people coming into the kingdom. Now, this is Kingdom Faith Church. So we're going to operate by faith. Is that okay? Well, I'm going to operate by faith if you can join me. Right, what is the faith we're to operate? Well, this is the scripture God is giving us for today. Are you ready? The least of you will become 1,000.
Come on. That's it. Yes.
The least of you, the least of you, the one with the tiniest faith, the one with the smallest, the weakest faith, will become 1,000. But not until you've sown your life. Is this pie in the sky? No, 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 no. Just think about it. Just think about it. Let's take a span of 20 years. Right? In 20 years, you could reach 1,000 people, or 1,000 people could be blessed with the kingdom life that is in you, even if you're the least. How many is that a year? But it accumulates, you see. And over the 20 years, the least becomes 1,000. That because of your witness, because you're living in the reviving power of God's Spirit, the lives of 999 other people are going to get touched and blessed, healed and filled with God's Spirit. Now you can say, well, wait a minute, thousand, that seems a lot. I'll go for the 30, 60 or 100-fold. No, that's for the whole body. This is for the least. Now, look, let's just do a little bit of math. Difficult to do that on stage, but you'll get it. Let's say there are 500 people in Kingdom Faith Church. There are probably more than that if you include the children and the students and so on, but let's just use round numbers for my mathematical ability. Say there's 500. If the least fruitfulness that comes from our sowing is 30-fold, what's 3,500s? 15,000. So if you're sowing your life here into Kingdom Faith, or into the Lord, a Kingdom Faith, you are going to be part of the fruitfulness of 15,000.
That's it. Come on then. Very good.
60-fold, 30,000. 100-fold, 50,000. Is this pie in the sky? Yes, it is. Absolute pie in the sky. Unless we sow it. Unless by the grace of God we exercise faith and we say, Lord, I'm sowing my life even as the least for 1,000. Lord, as Kingdom Faith, we're sowing our life. We're not in for the 30 or the 60-fold, are we? We're believing for the 100-fold. 50,000. I mean, that's minimum. Because if we're all produce 1,000 and there's 500 of us, that's 500,000. I mean, if we all say, I'm the least, I'm the least, I'm the least, no, I'm the least, I'm the least, no, I'm the least, I'm the least, I'm the least, that's still 500,000.
Come on. Very good.
Yep. But only if we sow it. But when you sow, you have to believe in your heart and declare it with your lips and keep watering it. You keep watering it. Every day you water, Lord, I've sown my life for your revival purposes, and I praise you for the revival that you bring to my life and to Kingdom Faith. Nobody can make you sow the seed. It's no use saying it if you don't believe it, because God looks upon the heart. He knows whether you are really... I'm just getting the sense that sermon number 2 is a little more challenging than sermon number 1 was. You get that sense when you're preaching, you know. Everybody's with you, and then suddenly everybody is trying not to be with you. Because they're really, really now, you're right in their face, or God's right in their faces, and God's really challenging. Could that be the case? But you see, he's challenging us because he sees the thousands. He sees the harvest. And he says, where is there a church that will sow for the harvest? Instead of just praying for it, instead of just believing that there will be a harvest, where can I find churches that will sow their lives for the harvest? It doesn't even mean you have to become an evangelist. You don't have to become one of those weird and wonderful people that makes everybody upset. You can... You could just be you. But a revived you. So full of faith, so full of power, so full of anointing. That rivers of living water are flowing out of you. When you pray, rivers are flowing out. Whoever you pray for gets touched by God because you're living in revival power. Oh, and actually you won't mind witnessing so much either because you see so much happening when you do that. You know, all those fears of, oh, I might be rejected, or will he listen, or will she reject me, or, oh, you know, all that will be history.
That's it. Come on.
Hallelujah. So, are we ready to sow? We can sow some seed for healing. Yes. But what about sowing for revival? You see, without that sowing, this 2020 vision isn't going to be fulfilled in the way that God intends.
Absolutely. Very good.
Now, the third sermon. This is a short one, but it's a prophetic one. God is saying the hemorrhaging out of this church has to stop. People are leaving for no accountable reasons. There are people saying, I just feel like a change. I think the Holy Spirit wants something new for me. Let me tell you, quite plainly, very specifically, in the name of Jesus, those thoughts did not come from God the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Because the Word of God says, stand firm.
Yes.
Come on.
Not moved.
That's right.
How can you grow if you want to go somewhere else?
Yes.
Something new, something different, something fresh.
Yeah, right.
True.
Come on.
If you're bored here, get with God and then you'll stop being bored.
Yes.
Sow your life and see what he will do with it. I hear the most ridiculous rubbish that gets back from people that were once... The kingdom faith was their life. And then they become all critical because now they've left with no reason.
Right. Come on.
It's got to stop. God says it's got to stop. We've warned from the platform. We've warned before. This is not God. It is not the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit does not divide. The enemy divides. The Holy Spirit unites. The Holy Spirit keeps the body together. You see, if you want the seed to grow, you don't uproot it and plant it somewhere else.
Absolutely right.
Amen.
And then somewhere else.
Yeah.
And then somewhere else. I'm bored with this. Why don't we go somewhere else?
Yeah.
Or because it's too challenging here?
Come on.
Right.
Or because somebody's trying to bring correction into your life?
Oh, yes.
His name is God?
Yes. Yes.
And you don't like it because he's perhaps using somebody as his mouthpiece.
Come on.
God says it's got to stop.
Yes.
It's got to stop.
Yes.
It is not the Holy Spirit.
That's right.
Shall I tell you why it's happening? God taught me why it's happening. Do you want to know why? Because God knows there's going to be revival.
Yes.
The devil knows there's going to be revival. And he's trying to take as many people out as possible so they miss the revival.
Thank you.
That's it.
Why? Because the devil takes a bashing in revival because of all these people that are taken out of his dominion of darkness and brought into the kingdom of the Son he loves. Have we got sermon one? If we live by faith, we sow. If we want revival, sermon number two, we sow our lives. If we want to grow and come to fruitfulness and be part of the plan and purpose that God has, we stand firm, not moved from the gospel. Hallelujah. There's about 4,000 other things I had on my heart to say this morning. But I think you got the message. So we need some action now. And what we're going to actually do is sermon two, then sermon one, and then we're going to agree about sermon three.
Right.
Yeah. See, I don't believe in these sermons with 3 points. I have three sermons instead. So, sermon number two comes first. But you see, you couldn't understand sermon number two without sermon number one. But you see, if we sow our lives, the soil is going to get enriched. And then whatever is sown in that soil is going to come forth more rapidly. You see, when you sow a seed of faith, you put it in the ground. Because this is supernatural, this seed, you can get the answer the next second. Or it could take an hour. Or a day. Or a week. Or a month. Or a year. With Abraham, 25 years. But he kept thanking the Lord. He didn't lose his confidence in the word that God had sown into his heart. So even though he was 100 years old and his wife getting on a bit, they had the child, the miracle child, because he kept faith with the miracle worker.
Yeah.
Very good.
And even when his faith was tested, when he was told to sacrifice Isaac, still he believed that what God had originally promised would have to come to fulfillment. Because God had spoken. That word was sown. So, beloved ones, this is it. This is a definitive moment for every person in this room. You will either make a decision now to sow your life, or if you've already done that, to reaffirm that. Or you will go away from here to regret that you didn't do it. Because the Holy Spirit will be on your back But I don't say that to force the issue with you, but just to give you a loving warning. You see, before ever I preached this morning, God knew who was going to be here. And this word is not for some. This word is for the whole body. And those of you who are visiting, God knew you'd be visiting, and He knew what you'd hear when you visited. So this is just as much for you as it is for anybody who belongs to Kingdom Faith. So it's decision time. We can hardly expect unsaved people to make decisions for Jesus if we can't make decisions for Jesus ourselves. And this is a decision for Jesus.
That's true.
It's a decision for His revival purposes. I'm sowing my life, Lord. The seed of my life is going to be put into the ground and die. Because what does the word say? If that seed doesn't die, it will remain alone. But if it dies, it will produce much fruit. See, there can't be the 30-fold, 60-fold, 100-fold, 1,000-fold without the dying. The seed ceases to be a seed and becomes the plant. It's like the mustard seed that becomes a tree that even the birds of the air come and nest in. I'm just going on for a little while because I'm giving you time to think. Time to make your decision. It's not a decision to be taken lightly. I won't think any the worse of anybody that doesn't make that decision today. But I know things won't be comfortable for you until you do make the decision. But it has to be a heart decision. It's just like, you know, when people come to the Lord, if they hear the gospel and they're resisting the gospel, they feel uncomfortable until the day comes when they embrace the gospel. And then, of course, they wish they'd done it a lot sooner. Ah, why didn't I do this before? Could have saved myself all that agonizing for so long. I want you just to close your eyes. I want you just to listen to the Lord for a moment. Because what He's saying to each one here is, come. Come to Me. Because I love you. And I want my best for you. I want to revive you by my Spirit. I want to take out of your heart and life everything that causes conflict, disorder, tension, fear, and unbelief. I want to pour into your heart and life everything that will bring you to a place of peace, fulfillment, and the sure knowledge that you please Me because you believe My word and obey My purposes. Come to Me, child. I laid down My life for you. I sowed My life that you might have life Now I'm asking you to come and sow your life that others may have life. The harvest that will come from your life personally, the harvest that will come through the body, my body here. What does it mean to sow your life? Just releasing yourself to God. I want you to, you see, even when we do this, we have to sow the word. What word are we going to put into the soil now? My life is not my own. Where you're sitting, can you sow that word now? My life is not my own. It's the word of God. You either agree with it or you disagree with God. My life is not my own. Can you sow that? Can you water it and say, thank you, Lord? Can you water it with thanksgiving? Thank you, Lord, that my life is not my own. Thank you that you bought me with the price of your own blood, because I was so precious to you. Thank you, Lord. I sow that word in my life and over my life, and I speak it and I declare it today. My life is not my own. Then you sow the next seed. Therefore, I will glorify you in my body. Can you sow that seed now? It's a promise, you see. It's a promise that God will be glorified in your body, in what you do with your body and what you do with your life. It's a wonderful promise. You know, the only reason why God gives promises is so that they are fulfilled. He's not a God who makes empty promises. He's not a God who makes promises that are not to be fulfilled. But his promises are fulfilled in everyone who believes them. So can you believe this word of promise now? My life is not my own. So I will glorify God with my body. Can you sow that? Can you water it with thanksgiving? Thank you, Lord, for all your mercy. Thank you for all your grace. Thank you for the enabling of your Spirit for this to be a reality, that you will be glorified in my body. Now, in a moment, some of you will want to sow seeds for healing, but just stay with this for a moment, because what does the Scripture say? The body for the Lord and the Lord for the body. Now, when you want to be healed, you want the Lord for the body, but that comes after. That comes second. First is the body for the Lord. So let's sow that, shall we? No? Let's sow that word. My body for the Lord. I'm sowing that. My body for the Lord. And I thank you, Lord, that your love for me is so much that you came to live in my body by your Holy Spirit, to anoint me, to make me a temple of your presence, a temple of your Spirit, so my body is for the Lord. And I speak that over my life, and I declare it this morning, and I water it with thanksgiving. I thank you, Lord, that my body is for you. every bodily function to glorify you, for you to use my body as the temple of your presence wherever I go, to be your witness, to be one who takes your life, who takes your love, who takes your power and your healing and your mercy and your grace. Thank you, Lord, my body for the Lord. You see, the scripture doesn't talk about giving your heart to the Lord. It talks about giving your body to the Lord. Because if you give him your body, then you give him your heart and everything that your body contains. But some people think, they deceive themselves. They think they're giving their heart to the Lord, but they don't do anything with their body. Whereas what the scripture says is, no, the important thing is that you give your body. So you give your mind. And your voice, and your ears, and your hands, and your feet. Every part of your body for the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. It's not so hard, is it? It really isn't so hard. It's just making the right decision, isn't it? The body for the Lord. Thank you. Thank you that my body is for you, Lord. Praise your holy name. Can you just thank the Lord now and say, I have sown my body to be used by you for your glory, Lord. To fulfill your plans and purposes. If you feel you're struggling, don't worry about that. This is the important thing is just to pray through the struggle. Just come through to that point where you say, yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. I am yours. I am yours. We're just going to be still for a couple of moments, a couple of minutes or so. I'm just going to suggest that when you know that you have done that, you've sown your life, you've sown your body for God's revival purposes, for His best purposes, just to stand to your feet. Don't stand because others do. There's no condemnation for any who don't stand. But just when you know that that's your response to Him, because as you've given to Him now, He wants to give to you. When I went away, God said to me, on the third day, that's what He said, on the third day. What happened on the third day? There was a resurrection. For 2 days, I just listened and listened and listened. And when God filled me with the Spirit, he literally, physically breathed his Spirit into me. And on the third day, I've had many experiences of the Spirit, but never one of having the Spirit breathed into me in the same way. But on the third day, he did it all over again. It was like a fresh anointing, fresh empowering. I don't tell you that to glory in what happened to me, but you see, this is what God wants to do in response. That freshness of his Spirit. Can you just lift your hands to the Lord? And just thank the Lord for the anointing. You see that, you sow that word, you have the anointing of the Holy One. And just thank the Lord that you have that anointing. He doesn't have to breathe his Spirit into you again. You have that anointing. But why don't you pray and believe as you pray, Lord, I'm trusting you to refresh the anointing on my life, to renew that anointing on my life, that as I've come to a fresh submission of myself to you, a fresh surrender of my body to you this morning, so I believe, Lord, that you want to pour your Spirit afresh, release your Spirit afresh in my life, that even in these coming days, I'm going to see the evidence of that. I'm going to see faith rising up within me. I'm going to see a well of life, a fountain of life welling up within me. I'm going to find rivers of living water flowing out of me. Because, Lord, you're not going to wait for a year or 5 years before you begin to fulfill what you're doing this morning. It's going to begin today. It's going to go on tomorrow and the next day and the next day. And we thank you and we praise you. We thank you, Holy Spirit. We thank you, Holy Spirit. We thank you, Holy Spirit. You are moving all over this building. Come on, just lift your hands and praise him and glorify him. Thank you, Lord. We praise you, Jesus. We bless your mighty name. Glory, 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 honor and praise to you. Oh, we bless you. Oh, we praise you. Oh, we magnify you. Pura la bazata barazito risatari elero bakarazito ba. Balandari elero bakarazito risarata palatu parazanduma. Balandari ezeto risatari elero bakarazito risanduma. Oh, papara zatari elero bakalazito di sandari elero bakalazinama. Oh, papara zatari elero bakalazito di sandama. 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 Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Praise you, Lord. Praise you, Jesus. We bless you, Lord. 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 We praise you, Jesus. We praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Now, these bodies that we've given, God wants them to be fit bodies. Fit for service. Hallelujah. He wants your mind to be renewed and alive and fit for service. Amen. He doesn't want you to be ruled by your emotions, but ruled by the word that you've sown, the word that you speak over your life. Not by your emotions, not by your feelings. So are you ready to sow now? Sow those words of healing. Just take that word. Just take the Lord or take him afresh if you've already done this as your healer. I am the Lord, your healer. Come on, sow it. Sow it. Sow it. He's not just the one who can heal. He is the Lord, your healer. So say, thank you, Lord. You are the Lord, my healer. You are my covenant Lord and your covenant word is that you are the Lord, my healer. Yes. Thank you, you are my healer. Now that can also be interpreted, you are the Lord who heals me. Come on, sow that, sow that. You are the Lord who heals me. You are the Lord who heals me. Sow it, water it. Thank you, Lord. Water it with thanksgiving. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you that you are my healer. Thank you that you are the Lord who heals me. Praise you, Jesus. I thank you, Lord. I thank you for your faithfulness. I thank you that as I believe your word, you watch over it to perform it. Come on, let's sow another word. He bore my infirmities and carried away my sicknesses. Come on, sow it. Listen, this is not what he will do. This is what he has done. Thank you, Lord. You have borne my iniquities, all my sicknesses, all my pains, all my sorrows, and you have carried them away. You have carried them away. I sow that. I believe that. I thank you for that, Lord. I thank you for that. You bore all my sicknesses, all my pains, all my sorrows, all my grief. Thank you, Jesus. I've sown that. I've sown it. It's happened. You've taken them. You've taken them. You've taken them. You've taken them. And I thank you, Lord. I thank you. I thank you that you carried them away so that I don't have to carry them. I've sown your word, Lord, and I water that word with thanksgiving. And I thank you that you watch over it to perform it. Praise you, Jesus. Praise you, Jesus. You might need to sow a word about provision. Provision of some kind, whatever, whatever, whatever. But some other need, just spend a moment. Just sow that. Sow whatever word is appropriate. Come on, you know enough of the scriptures. Don't sow your own thoughts. Sow the word. Not your own thoughts. Listen, your prayer is not the seed. Prayer is not the seed. The word is the seed. The word is sown in prayer, but the prayer is not the seed. The word is the seed. The word is the seed. He doesn't watch over your prayer. He watches a word to perform it. Come on, just sow the word. You are the Lord, my provider. Hallelujah. 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 Oh, hallelujah. You are the Lord, my righteousness. You are the Lord who is present. Come on, sow whatever is needed into your life now. Oh, you're going to have such a wonderful times of prayer in these coming days as you sow more and more and more of these truths and water them with thanksgiving. Oh, goodness, your life is going to be so enriched in these coming days because you keep sowing the word. You sow the word. You sow the word. And he watches over to perform it. Hallelujah. You don't have to get on a plane and go anywhere else to find healing. You sow the word. You sow the word. You sow the word. You don't have to wait for somebody with a healing ministry or a healing evangelist. You sow the word. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Now, we've got the third sermon. What's the third sermon? I'm here to stay. Because I'm going to sow this seed. Stand firm against every device of the enemy to unsettle me, to cause me to move, to take me out of the place of God's appointing, of God's blessing, of God's fruitfulness. I will stand firm against all the fiery darts of the evil one. Come on, sow that now. Sow it, and give thanks. Thank you, Lord, for your grace to enable me to stand firm. Thank you. I am not living by my feelings. I'm not living by the feeling of wanting a change or the feeling that they might be better somewhere else. I stand against all the devil's lies. I say, no, I will stand firm where you have put me, where you have planted me, because this is the place of my revival. Hallelujah. 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 Come on, water it with thanksgiving. Thank the Lord. I'm here for the revival, Lord. I'm here for the harvest. I'm not moving. I'm not having the devil cause me to miss the harvest. Hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. Come on, let's thank the Lord. Let's thank the Lord. Oh, rataparazata parazito di sato. Oh, paparazata parazito. I just want to pray. I just want to pray for any who have been part of that hemorrhaging, you know, that God would restore them, that they won't stand on their pride and say, you know, try to make out, oh, when it was the Lord, I didn't really make a mistake. No, come on. Let's just pray for the humility and for grace, for them to get reestablished, built in again where they belong. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Jesus. We praise you, Lord. We bless you. Lord, none of us wants to get on one of those pride kicks. Because we know we all make mistakes at times. And we don't judge anybody, Lord, who has made that mistake. But we pray for them. Lord, restore them. Bring them to the place of your blessing. Bring them to the place now where they will only move in their lives, in whatever they do, according to your word. Not by feelings. Not by emotions. Not by thoughts. Oh, rataparazatapakalazitopa. We thank you, Jesus. We thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord. Porata parazata parazito balatuba. Baparazata. Come on, let's really just pray in the Spirit. Oh, thank you, Lord. Just pray for the whole church now. Pray for the fulfillment of all the plans and purposes that God has for his body here. Pura la bazatari elero bakarazito ba. Balatapari elero bakarazito di sanduba. Balatapari ezatu bakarazito di sanduma. Bo parazatapari elero bakarazito di sanduma. O paparazatapakarazito palanduma. Oh, hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. I'm just going to finish by reading scripture that we started with, but I'm going to read it in its context. We're a people of Zion, aren't we? The faithful people of God. And he says, O people of Zion who live in Jerusalem, Jerusalem stands for the church in Scripture, you will weep no more. How gracious he will be when you cry for help. Why? Because you sow the word. As soon as he hears, he will answer you. Although the Lord gives you the bread of adversity and the water of affliction, your teachers will be hidden no more. With your own eyes you will see them. Whether you turn to the right or to the left, your ears will hear a voice behind you saying, "This is the way, walk in it." Then you will defile your idols overlaid with silver and your images covered with gold. Anything that gets in the Lord's way. You will throw them away like a menstrual cloth and say to them, away with you. And now comes the promise. He will also send you rain for the seed you sow in the ground and the food that comes from the land will be rich and plentiful. Let's thank the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Now, I believe everybody in some way or another has responded to the Lord. It could be that there are some of you who don't really have a personal relationship with Him. But actually, you've been responding to Him. And as far as you've been able to do that, that's important, isn't it? Let's just close our eyes for a moment. If that's you, if there's anybody here that when you came, you didn't really know the Lord, didn't have a personal relationship with Him, but you want to be part of God's purpose for your life and not miss it, just raise your hand now and I want to pray for you where you are. There's a couple of people over there. Hallelujah. Any more? Okay, let's just pray for these two. Father, we thank you so much for this man, this lady. Anybody else and somebody else there? Yes, praise God. We thank you, Lord. And somebody else here, young man here, praise you, Jesus. We thank you, Lord. We thank you for each of them. We praise you for what you're going to... Their lives are just going to be so revolutionized because of what you're doing. We give you all the glory, all the honor and the praise. We bless you. Amen. Just ask those four at the end of the meeting, come, whoever you came with or somebody sitting next to you, they just want to bring you forward. Somebody wants to talk to you, just help to show you the next step to take to really know the Lord. Last thing, I want to explain something to you, the purpose of God. What has happened here this morning is a bit of an apostolic breakthrough.
Absolutely.
Now, you see, that's my particular calling, anointing. God takes me away, does stuff in me, comes back, the breakthrough happens. But there's a difference now from what there has been historically in Kingdom Faith. Because what the Lord has shown me over these last few years is that there will be times when I will fulfill that ministry, but I won't follow it up. You see, normally when you do that, you follow it up and boom, boom. I should be here next Sunday, but then I shan't be here for 8 Sundays. I'm here, there, and everywhere. Because it's not my job now. Pastor Clive and the others who are here, they, see, take the word, that apostolic word, and works, and see that it works through the whole body. Amen? And that's how we work together in unity. Each of us fulfilling our specific functions. So we're just going to praise the Lord, but let's just lift our hands and give Him a great shout of thanksgiving.
Isn't God amazing? Just take a seat for a moment. He is the master planner. In the autumn, when God was speaking to me about all of the last few months we've been going through on Sundays, He gave us such a clear, this is your blueprint. And at first I just thought, oh, you know, we can do that in 2 or 3 Sundays. And then as we began to look at it, it's like it's going to take a few months to do all of that. And when we sort of mapped it out over, it came the vision Sundays in the 3 we did in January, followed by the 13 Sundays we've had, finished last Sunday. And knowing we were going to have on the 20th of May the next week, the kind of celebration, thanking God for 20 years, but where are we going for the next 20? Also, as part of that in the autumn, I really believe God said to me that as at the end of the 13 weeks, and when we've celebrated, that God wanted to trigger something to do with the harvest. And so we've got four Sundays from the last one in May and the first three in June, where we're calling them BAM Sundays, Bring a Mate. Now, the 13th of May, today, in the whole schedule before Christmas, now we don't normally work like this, where we've got 6 months worth of Sundays all sorted. We just don't, we might have a theme that God is speaking about, and whoever is speaking needs to, flow with what God is saying. But we've never really mapped out 6 months of Sundays. And it was only, we only did it because God spoke and gave us a plan of action like he has done. Now, the 13th of May was always empty. And it's kind of like, okay, 13 of Sundays of that, 20th anniversary, BAM Sundays, the 13th was empty. It was like, okay, what's going to happen on that Sunday? Now, PJD and myself had a chat a few weeks ago. We're in the middle of something and about how we wanted to see something move forward in the church. And we kind of thought, well, maybe that's what that Sunday should be about. And in relation to this lot. And within the next few days, I was like, no, that's not the right thing on that Sunday. And it was like, Pastor Colin needs to speak on that Sunday. And he needs to bring, whenever he... It's always an apostolic word, isn't it? But it's like... And what's just happened is God has sealed what he gave us as a blueprint over the last 4 months and said, right, all of that last 4 months is defined to us who we are, how we're to live, what it looks like, what it means, what it's all about, what we're part of, and in terms of house of God, family of believers, friends of the world. And then today has been like, okay, here's an apostolic word, but here's God saying, right, I've defined it all, shown you what it looks like, this is what it means, and now you've got to sow your life for it. And it's only going to be happening according to his word. So as we sow our lives and then sow the word in relation to that, we're going to see everything that God has been speaking and promising happen. Amen. So next week, and I kind of, I was sitting there thinking, it's funny how next week's a celebration. Wouldn't it be better to do the celebration before that? And I just believe God said, no, I've triggered something, releasing something this morning. Next week, you're going to thank me for what has been. But then the following 4 weeks, then this is the new being released now, where it's not just four Sundays to bring all your mates, or for me to bring all my mates and the people we're mates with and friends with and praying for to see saved. But actually, it's a trigger point for us as part of changing the culture of who we are, that actually bringing a mate, witnessing to a mate, sharing to a mate, whatever it is just part of our lifestyle, the way we are. And so with what God's going to do, and if the least, as we've just heard, is one chases 1,000, these next few months are going to be exciting. There's going to be some changes around here because of the amount of unsaved people that we are reaching already are now going to be coming into the kingdom instead of just ones and twos here or there each week, twos and threes. It's going to become fives and tens and 20s and 40s and 50s because we're already reaching 500, 600, 700. You are as well in our own lives outside of what happens in this building in different ways. How many of you, God has done something in you today in terms of, I've sat here this morning, I've received a harvest this morning. God has been speaking to us as a leadership over the last few weeks about in the next 12 to 15 months being a church of 1,000 people. Now, there's all sorts of ways you can do numbers, and people in different do numbers in all sorts of ways. Why are numbers important? Because each number is a person. So I'm not talking about let's be a church of that. What God has been challenging me and speaking to us, he said, you need to be a church of at least 1,000 in the next 12 to 15 months as your starting point for the next 5-10 years. And God is releasing faith for the harvest. And I sat there this morning as I was listening to the word, and And I've been sowing the word and stuff, you know, in relation to the harvest, in terms of souls. And when I was sitting there this morning, it was like God said, you've got the harvest, it's yours. And it's like, that's it. Thank you, Jesus, for a church of 1,000. Now, that's not us lot, plus all those we're reaching. It's over 1,000 people. It's 12 or 1,300 people. But they're not in the church yet. They're in relationship with us, but they're not born again. They're not added to the kingdom yet. Okay, the kingdom of heaven is over here and over there, or it's not over there, it's within you. So until somebody gets born again, the kingdom is there or there. It's at hand, but it still needs to come into them. And so this is like, this today is like an apostolic, prophetic tipping point moment in kingdom faith. And what happens here then multiplies out everywhere else in people that are in relationship with us as kingdom faith. So I don't know about you, but I know my times with God are going to be different after this morning in terms of just sowing the word, sowing the word, sowing the word, thanking God, thanking God. I'm going to sow a load more seeds over the next few days than I have been already. It's like God can handle you sowing more than one seed. Sometimes you're like, well, I think we're like, well, we'll just sow one because I don't know if I can handle much more. And God's saying, no, sow that seed, scatter that into that field. But if the field of your heart is the soil's all been turned, you can scatter that seed because your heart isn't just one furrow, it's a field. Because what does God say? You are my field. Or Paul says, you are God's field. This is sermon 4 on the back of sermon 3. But you are God's field. And that's what this morning was about in terms of sow into that field, sow into the life that God has given you, sow into that field, because there's a massive harvest, a rich harvest that's going to come from that field. He also says you are a building. Why? Because God builds something in a field. You sow into it, you put foundations, and we got incredible foundations of kingdom faith. And now God's saying, I'm going to build on the foundations that have been laid, so that many multiples of people, tens of thousands of people, both here in this region and beyond, over these next 5 to 10 years, are going to come into the kingdom as a result of what God has been doing over the history of kingdom faith to this tipping point moment right now, and what is getting released this morning, and what we're going to begin to see take place on a whole nother level and scale than we've seen. Anybody believe that? So let's stand together. Yes, there are some highlights, I think, at some point and whatnot. But we're going to give to the Lord at this moment. We're going to sow financially. From today onwards, the average offering, whatever that is, I can't quite remember exactly what it is. The average is going to go up from this Sunday as a result of what God has done in you and in me. Because we understand we're sowing our lives. As part of sowing our lives, it's sowing our finances. That's why it's not just giving. It's not just, well, I'll give that, and once I've given it, it's gone. No, God says, no, you sow it, because if you sow it, it's going to produce. If you sow it, there will be increase, because we've heard today, the pot there, you put one seed in, but it multiplies. So if you sow, it's only going to increase and multiply. How God multiplies that is up to Him, but He will do it. Why? Because He says He will water what has been sown. So you don't have to worry, well, if I sow it, how's it going to happen? I don't know. God knows, and He's the one that has to fulfill His word in your life. But if you take hold of that word to sow, then it's down to Him to make sure that it's multiplied in your life, whether it's for healing, whether it's financially, whatever it is. So have you got your tithes ready? You got your offerings ready? Are you ready this morning? So we're going to sow as we give and as we worship this morning. Okay, let's go.
Thank you for listening to this Kingdom Faith podcast. We trust it's been an encouragement to you. For more information and resources by Kingdom Faith, and for our other audio and video podcasts, please visit kingdomfaith.com.